It's All right, until they kick us out, episode 12 and 3. I messed up last time, didn't I? Episode 13 of Until They Kick Us Out in 3, 2, 1.
Hi!
Hello!
Episode 13!
I can't believe it. It's wild.
I'm Nikki France.
Took us long enough. And I'm Simone Reddington, and
we're coming to you live from the Salisbury Center, the Wild Style Podcast Studio, and our sweet little town of Manassas.
Until they kick us out.
Funded in full by JJDJ Entertainment. Let me get that out of the way.
Funded fully.
Hi, Desiree.
Aww. Hi, Debbie. I don't know why it took us so long to get back in here. We're so crazy busy.
Oh my God. I just feel busy all the time. But we've been busy. With a bunch of different things, but we've thankfully gotten our schedule worked out with John so we can be back in here, because if it's not his thing, it's our thing. And you know, but we're just super grateful to be back. And that's my Stanley Cup that I didn't mean to have front center. Live.
Look at this big pink cup.
Antics.
Oh my gosh.
So how's your dog?
Lucy's great. She's great. Awesome. She's at home with Mitch. No, but we took her to the beach.
We did.
We took her baby's first beach trip.
Yep. She got to see her beach condo.
She pooped in it.
Multiple times. Yeah. And they're only about this big, so it's not that big of a deal. But Simone found and rescued a dog.
Yeah.
And her name is Lucy.
And she's the best thing that's ever happened to me. She's magic. She's a ball of magic.
And I always like describe her that, you know, like around like the bushes and shrubs, there's those little white butterflies. Mm-hmm. And when they fly, they're not like, oh, I'm a graceful butterfly. They're like, Lucy has a little bit of a neurological disorder.
It's called cerebellar hypoplasia.
And that's what she looks like, as one of those butterflies.
Yeah, she's the best.
She really freaking is. But yes, yeah, so
she's
took the best. Her to
she's
Ocean
in a
City.
Picture that I sent to John of the church. She was in the photo today.
Hi, Janet.
Dion Schamberger from Manassas.
And he's running for
Commissioner of Revenue.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll come back up in a little bit when we talk about something else.
Yeah. Oh, there's Lucy.
And let's dive right into this.
My black church.
What is that?
That's my new, exciting, newly painted, the Charles on West Street, a project that I'm working on, revitalizing this old building. Look at it. It used to be the Primitive Baptist Church. And I started a Facebook page to kind of document it. And today they painted it black. There's Lucy.
Good girl.
And it is, I'm sure there are people sitting on there, you know, keeping their mouths shut. I know that it's not the most popular choice of color, but I wanted something so different than it was like this like weird boogery earwax brown. Yeah. I just hated it. Yeah. So
that was super gross, but
it was like the farthest thing I could think of a church. And so, boom, black. There's a house around the corner that's
Janet
the same color.
There is. The Waylands, we love them.
Yeah.
But that when you bought it and you're like, I put an offer on this trash. I'm gonna paint it black.
I said it from the get-go.
Yeah. I was like, have we been hanging out too long? Have I somehow rubbed on you? Because, but it's perfect.
There's not going to be like cauldrons and shit. It's like,
and if you looked at
super girly, it is a super, super girly vibe.
And you see the pictures when it has like the pink flowers in the windows, and now you see them. Whereas like before, when
they were just kind of washed out. Don't they pop now?
Oh my God. It was the first thing I said today.
I'm freaking out over the black. I love it so, so, so much.
Before I tell you this story about the text I got about it, which we're going to love. Tell me, what is your plan?
So I don't have a definitive answer yet. I'm actually meeting with a land use attorney this week and a couple of other people to help me figure out what I can do, what I can't do. You know, I want to tell them kind of my dream for it, but I just see it being a place for, you know, sweet photos and memories, and you know, I have a vision that I'm gonna sit on. But
I love it.
It's really, really exciting. I love the building.
Yeah, and it was for sale for how long?
10 months.
Yeah.
It's funny because when Mitch and I moved into our house 20 years ago, it's hot already, isn't it?
I'm warm. Yes. I'm warm.
We are like 7 seconds deep.
Mitch Reddington looks amazing. Talking about the church. We're talking about the podcast.
When Mitch and I first moved in, there was an artist that lived there, a very accomplished, like talented artist. But I didn't really know him. And we talked to him every once in a while. He'd walk his dogs at night, but all the windows were covered and it looks similar to what it looks like. It looked like before I bought it.
Yeah. Like the windows were covered in like a way that.
Well, I now realize the front portion was a bathroom. Oh. So I don't know if they drywalled over that front window or if they put a, like some kind of, you know, covering on it.
It was borderline like. Creep town because I'm like,
it was a little sketch.
Is someone living in there?
A little sus.
Like you never really, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So anyway.
I don't know. It's so hot. I can't remember what we're
doing. So when you moved in
John, can you open that door?
I know. But when you moved in there, the artist guy was in there. And then.
Yes. And then it was quietly sold during COVID. Like I don't recall it being on the market. But then next thing you know, a church organization bought it. Primera Adventista Iglesia.
And Iglesias.
And they came. I don't know. It was like Eden or something. And but then now you have me thinking of Julio Iglesias.
Yeah. Or his son. Bailamo.
With the thing. Yeah.
But then they decided it wasn't big enough, right?
Well, they went in and tore that place up.
Oh.
They ripped the bathroom out, cut pipes, just cut them, like didn't cap them off or anything, screwed with the electric. So it's a mess going in there. It's a lot. I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah. It's going to be an adventure.
It is, but it's exciting because it's so freaking beautiful now. Yeah. It's so black.
It is. And
it's so black, beautiful, bold, like sexy. I love everything about it. Sorry for the neighbors that are not thrilled, but. I am. Ever since Corey and Tracy painted that house, I have been obsessed.
I'm obsessed with them.
It was crazy because we were in Richmond like the weekend before they painted that house. And I made the comment, we don't have any dark houses in Old Town, or like not many. And then boom, that one. I was like, yes.
I have like black paint under my fingernails right now because I painted our stairwell / like hallway upstairs totally black. And like when I've told my clients, they're like, "Oh, that sounds really interesting." Mm-mm. Not all of them, obviously. But then, like I show them the video I took, and it's beautiful.
It's
and I'm
gorgeous.
Just like, "See, like,
it's like sleek."
So I have a funny story about Simone. She's going to Ocean City this weekend, where she has her has a condo, has the Airbnb that we showed Lucy. We had the greatest time. But I was like, man, I'm like, Rob Zombie's going to be at the Boardwalk Rock, festival this weekend. And I do it. And she, because Alice Cooper had to step back, so now Rob Zombie's going to be it, and I love him. And so I just wrote her. I was like, I'm so depressed. She goes, she was like, hi, I don't know what that is, but... I'm going to, and then I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So then she writes me back. She goes, I asked Alexa what Rob Zombie is. And I just want to tell you that I hate it.
I was like, it's terrible.
She's like, I just want you to know that I hate it.
And
I
was like, terrible.
Well, ask Mitch. And she was like, Mitch said there's a lot of yelling and you're not going to like it. So hilarious, right?
Yeah.
And just the way that we interact.
And I'm allowed to not like it.
Oh, no.
I don't have to love it because you like it.
No, but I love
it. It is awful.
But that's my favorite part about our interaction.
Yeah.
Is that you just wrote me back and you're like, I just want you to know I hate it.
Like, I'm not going to pretend.
I know. I love that. So that's the first part of this, which is just is cute and hilarious. And this is just
There's a whole concert going on this weekend that I have no clue as to... who is playing in it? I was just going because I have a couch being delivered. The air conditioning guy's coming.
Have you not heard of a little outfit called Def Leppard?
Oh no, really?
They're gonna be there.
I know like one song,
and I won't.
I know.
But anyway,
I know what everybody knows. Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah. But that's one of the things that even from like almost a year ago, if you guys will believe this, when we started doing this podcast, it was actually May that we started talking about it last year. So that's what I love about our relationship is that we are so different. But anyway, this is the whole point of reason I'm telling you this. I get my first text about your church today. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is, you know what I mean? Because I know I'm going to have, but it's
what
Peyton.
What is she thinking?
But it's Peyton. So you know.
So, you know, birthday girl.
My 401k, I know she's going to love this black church. Do you know what I mean? But yes, her birthday was yesterday. Congrats, happy birthday, Peyton.
Happy birthday,
we love you. And the message was something along the lines of like, she goes, please tell me. And she goes, I don't know exactly what she's doing in the church, but please tell me it has something to do with Glenn Danzig, who is the lead singer of the Misfits and then has his own solo career. We'll go into it later.
Do you see me hazing over?
Yes, I do.
Have no idea what you're talking about.
And then she goes through this whole thing. She's like, please have it do something with that. And at the end, she goes, or Rob Zombie. And I was like, yay! Like, you know,
I don't even know what language you just spoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, Black Church and Things I Like are friends with each other.
So we can just, we'll just say that.
It's perfect.
Yeah, like it's perfect.
And also, again, I like it.
I like it because, like, I'm thinking little black dress, suit. Like, I wanted to elevate it from the Booger Brown it's been.
Yvonne's saying Bret Michaels band is going to be
there.
Yes,
and I only knew that because Pete made a post on Facebook this morning about it. And I was like, but again, I don't want to insult Bret Michaels. I just don't, I know the one song, the Every Rose song.
That's a Poison song.
Sorry.
No, it's Bret Michaels.
Is it?
No, damn, it's just not his Bret Michaels band, but I know he plays.
I heard him sing that. But other than that, I just don't know. That's
don't
not my genre.
But a good
I do kind of know that. So, I mean, I've heard that. Look, she says, you know more. I was a solid country
all through
listener.
High school.
Yeah.
Through, okay.
Daddy worked for WMZQ.
Right.
So that was just.
Daddy also worked for WKYS. So.
I know, but that's when it was top 40s. That was Paula Abdul, Janet Jackson. It was so much fun. Prince.
Yeah. Oh, I love Prince.
Yeah. So I never made it over
to. Oh, here's Peyton.
To hair bands.
I love her. She goes, I love you, ladies. We love you. Happy birthday again. But yeah, it was just so funny. I'm like, I love that the first message I get brought all of our. Back to the Rob Zombie thing.
Yeah, that guy.
I was like, we played Dracula at the wedding, and she was like, I don't know what that is.
That just sounds like a bad song. That sounds like a mistake.
It's not like John Lee. Like, yeah. All right.
Sounds like a typo.
Well, friendship.
Hey, have you seen that thing going on in on Facebook about calling all the extras for the Hulu show?
I had not.
Yeah. So this has been going on. It's super exciting. I shared it on my page and it's like Hulu's going to be in town tomorrow. They're going to be filming, blah, 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 blah. And then people are like, oh, crap, the weather's supposed to be shit. So we have the scoop on how to get on the Hulu TV show. The first step is find where Hulu is filming because they're not filming here.
Oh. Not here, not in town?
Hulu is not filming here. That is all misinformation I have from our reliable source.
A friend.
Yeah.
That we don't know the name of.
I'm not saying her name. I'm saying a reliable source.
Yeah.
We don't know his or her name.
Or her name.
Yeah.
Or his name.
And it said, wanted to correct some misinformation before you guys air tonight. The film crew is coming for a 30-minute Discovery Channel show focused on national parks and RV parks. Sometimes the feature couple will visit other locations in the area. Like, you know, do you ever watch like House Hunters or any of those where they go and they're like sitting with their drinks and they're like, you know, they discuss things. I think that's the kind of.
I think we should take the RV to Bull
so
Run.
What are you thinking? Yeah. And I don't know. Well, like, what are the area? What does that mean? What are area RV parks around here?
I think like anywhere that you'd go park them.
But I don't know. I'm asking
like
you.
Like Bull Run is one. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, so that's kind of cool.
But
so it's not Hulu. It's Discovery. They're coming. They're going to film a couple of clips. It's just like the filler for the shows. The goal is for our downtown area to look like the sweet little city it is. Not hard. Yeah. It should look like it does on any given weekday in the spring.
Yeah, he or she
people
said
having lunch.
Not to make it look like it first Friday.
Yeah.
But I also did notice this post is now gone.
Yeah, it is. It is. So if you did see the calling all extras post where it had Hulu on it, that is incorrect. You are misinformed.
Yeah. But that's cool. And I hope they get some good, not rainy shots. And it's just literally going to be me like shoving a piece of cheesecake in my mouth, like outside Gerani's next to a trash can, like a rat. And it'll be like, this is my ass.
Yeah. Forever captured in that moment. And the, and if you do go into town, so I don't know if it's tomorrow, if it's Wednesday, because I think there was a weather delay now, but I think it's supposed to be crappy all week. I think that's what I read.
I think it's supposed to rain for the next 6 days.
Yeah, that's why we want to just get as much painting
and AJ
in as
are
we
Mexico.
Could.
I wrote her about something with to do with her work today.
And she's like, I'm busy.
We just landed in Mexico. And I'm busy. Like, it's going to rain here for the next 6 days. Have a great time. Olé.
But there is plenty of places. There are plenty of places to park now. Our new $6 million parking lot's finished.
This is bittersweet. I am so happy that that hotel is gone.
Does not exist.
It makes me pleased every single day.
It pleases me as well.
But the one thing I know about pleased. This huge parking lot that we just now have is A, it's packed.
Our patchwork.
It's packed. Well, yeah, it's packed all the time.
It is.
And B, I think the problem is going to be if they ever try to take it away. Mm-hmm. So when somebody eventually does.
Well, I think that's when this parking garage that they purchased MIFCO mm-hmm. right down the street for recently. Yeah. That's where that parking garage. So that's where those cars can go then live.
Yeah, but it's not the same spot.
It's weird. It's $6 million. I hope they talk about it tonight at the city council meeting. It's going on right now as we film our show.
$6 million.
We're $6 million deep on that parking lot, y'all.
Now, how much did they pay for the...
5.7 for the lot, 1.3, I think, for the original demo and or the initial demo, and then 1.6 for this demo portion. I mean, we should just go out there and just start throwing money at it. Yeah. We should just all go out there and do it.
I want to complain so bad because, I don't. Like, I wish something else was there, but I'm also, I don't want to complain because I'm just so happy.
It's okay. You can't. It's okay.
Gone.
It's okay.
But it's like.
It's okay to be conflicted.
I'm very conflicted.
It's just hard because our city's just spending so much money on real estate left and right. And then they use the excuse of the comprehensive plan. Yes, I know about the damn comprehensive plan that was drafted 20 years ago. It may not be applicable today. Hello. Right.
Yeah. Have things changed since the towers fell? Like, you would think.
Not too much. We're just crawling along at a snail's pace.
Right.
So stupid. And yet we just keep electing the same old, same old. They're at city council meeting, I think, should be starting now. Oh, is that clock right now?
Oh, after the daylight savings change up.
Look at that. You know, we haven't been in here so long that the clock is right.
Janet, I'm at the city council meeting now listening about the taxes.
Oh, I hope they're going to talk about the $2.1 million that they just found. Right? $2.1 million that is, it's unallocated funds. $2.1 million. That's why we need new people in our government. Mm-hmm. Dion. Vote Dion.
Well, that's funny that they found that right around the same time that the General Assembly voted that the city council members and the mayor can get raises. They can ask for them.
Oh, isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. It should be. We should all be able to vote and say whether or not they deserve a raise. Show me why you deserve a raise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we're spending money at a and did you see what happens with the with the newest news on the data center renters over in the Brickyard, Glengarry, old Glengarry Brickyard.
So you're saying that data center was built.
The data center was built.
And then rented out.
And then rented out to a bank. Banks are exempt from paying business personal property taxes. So we will not generate any revenue on the property within the building. We will generate revenue on the real estate because the owner is not a bank.
Right.
But it's disappointing that this snuck in and was thrown. I mean, city council appeared to not know about it at the work session when it was announced. I watched the video and our current commissioner of the revenue made a comment. I didn't write it down, but it was like, it's money that we didn't spend and it's money that we don't have. So it's kind of a wash. But I think that's like a big heaping pile of bullshit because, we were counting on that money. Mm-hmm. Like when we when we sell it, you know, or when we allow for that deal, we're thinking in the future, what are we going to make off of this?
And that's the whole trade-off with these data centers is like, okay, well, let's hide them in little pockets.
We're going to let you screw us, but it's going to cost you.
Yeah, but then like, oh, like maybe we'll be a little closer.
We're worth
to
more
like,
Manassas.
Right, and not like to, you know, the lives that they live in, like Loudoun and Ashburn, and not look like a third world country, like... That's kind of the deal, but then this is... This,
we look like a Minecraft country. It was like all these gross buildings. I hate it. That are going to be obsolete in, what, 8 to 10 years.
But that's the trade-off, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was supposed to be, but...
Screw us, screw us, screw us. Please screw us. So, yeah, that's what we got going on. Janet's at the city council meeting.
I love Janet.
Yeah. She was a Dion... they were talking about the last city council meeting, the mayor, her prayer for everybody. She prayed for everybody. She said, "We are thankful for the residents who truly care about our city and provide honest constructive feedback and to show up, not because of personal gain," because this is totally personal gain, and looking to disrupt, but caught in to cause chaos, but to actually be a help in us moving things forward.
Say that last part again.
I don't know. Here, you read it.
Personal gain. Personal. Well, didn't Helen Zurita, like, didn't she stand up in front of council and, like, tell everyone shame on you for talking about the mayor's relationship with the Micron guy? Mm-hmm. Is that personal? Or is that a business relationship?
Anyway, she's praying for us, I think, which is really sweet. I hope she did the same again tonight. Did you see? Did you see when we were all bitching about the data centers? Helen Zurita, she commented, "It's all Patrick Small's fault."
I believe Helen Zurita has me blocked. So no, I didn't see it.
That was amazing because it is. It's all Patrick Small's fault. I mean, that's our economic development. He's the head of that. And what the hell? What are we developing? We ain't developing anything. We're buying. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
We're giving tax breaks to like the biggest.
Yeah, we're going to give a tax break to Micron, yet fail to check all our boxes to make sure we're going to generate as much revenue as we can on our data center, on our beautiful data centers in our backyards.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not a big fan of them. I mean, like, what can be done?
I don't know. Jesus, we can start. We can vote different people in.
In like 5 years, not 5 years.
I know. It seems a million years from now. Did you see, again, you can park in our new $6 million lot. Where do you have
Yes,
that?
Janet. Helen is here. Nikki, would you like me to give her a message?
Don't start anything, Janet.
Don't start anything, but just ask her, why is she fangirling like over the mayor so bad? It's almost as if she's gained financially from it or something.
Or like, transportation.
Automotively. You know? Oh, I'm saying a lot of things.
It's the heat. We're delirious.
I know. It is hot in here.
It's hot as shit.
But you know what? Like, it's just, that's the thing, is that people say, like, when we had some of our shows in the fall, and people were like, oh, you don't like the mayor? It's cool. It's because you're racist. And it's like, well, no. Number one, no. But number two, like, are we allowed to point out when someone, like,
there are pitfalls. There are things that we need to...
I think is a piece of dog shit. Now, the Salisbury Center, JJDJ Entertainment, nobody shares my opinion.
I do!
Okay, except for, you know, like, independent contractor Simone Reddington. But there's no racism there. I'm saying if you point out something that someone's doing is wrong, has absolutely nothing to do with that.
No, we're allowed to critique. Yeah, we're allowed to...
Yes, and I do feel like there are just some things that need to get out there that people don't know about so that when they go to vote again, because I think, honestly, a lot of times when people go vote in these smaller
elections,
they're
just voting based on their party.
Yeah, or name recognition or whatever. Like, they're like,
doing that.
Yeah, like, do the research.
Watch a
podcast with two old ladies, you know? We'll tell you.
Two old sweaty hags.
My wife.
But if anybody, back to our $6 million parking lot, you can park there And go visit. Do you have the thing for the best of?
I've crumpled it up.
Literally, our whole entire town is on the best of Virginia.
Virginia Living.
Yeah. Darren now, did that awesome graphic.
Is this like a Manassas edition or a Prince William edition or?
Too many questions.
Okay.
I don't know. We just take the award and we run.
And
right?
We run. The Bone. Foster's Grill. Ground Central Station. Love Matt. Zandra's. Love him. It's a lemonade bakery.
You know who's not on there,
who?
Though? Calico Jacks. And they deserve to be on there because they're freaking awesome.
I love them. I noticed. Oh, Curbs. Love them. Old Town Man Cave. My girl. Yeah, they're not on here.
But like, it's literally our whole town.
Studio Lux.
I love it.
I have to tell you a story about Brandy. So
Studio Lux.
Brandy Norwood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's amazing. Like everything she does.
She's gold. Beautiful.
She's just sweetest person. We're I have a picture of this and I'll put it on the post. We're at Home Depot yesterday and we're sitting in the parking lot and Courtney goes, what? And so she points, I've sent this to Brandy, by the way. And there's a work van that has taken a piece of like, I guess like a magazine, and they've put it in the corner of their window, like the side window, maybe to block the glare, or maybe it's broken or whatever. But the piece of like magazine that they chose
was her article.
Is her photo. Is part of her article. And it was like it's all sun bleached and everything. And Courtney's like, is that Brandy? And I look up and so obviously I snap photos of it. And it was just like the funniest thing.
That
and
is
I'm like,
funny.
I guess when you're famous and
you just are like random junk mail
everywhere.
For people to
oh, God,
use.
It was
to...
so funny.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, Manassas Junction, bed Cute. And breakfast. Calico Jacks is right here.
Oh, I thought they weren't on there.
Oh, well.
Oops. Was mistaken. I saw wrong a lot.
I saw Shane from Sinistral the other night. He gave me a hug. I was like, hey, Shane. Blaine.
His name is Blaine.
I know.
He knows I know his name is Blaine. Yeah. Look at this. Look at how glistening.
I asked Helen if she was benefiting from fangirl status, and she said she was disappointed in me.
Janet, don't be starting anything at the city council meeting.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to get a physical fight.
Okay. And I see the next thing. Oh,
I don't know what.
Just talk about the next thing that's on there, and then we'll talk about the business.
I went to Gold Cup.
I love them, all these people.
I went to Gold Cup. I haven't been to Gold Cup in 900 million years, like before I was married.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, a million years.
Oh, back in Fauquier County, just moan at the Gold Cup.
We got an invite. I think we were like B-list because we got invited like a week of. But I'm not complaining because I had the best time.
Someone canceled and they're like...
All right, I guess we'll invite the Reddingtons.
See if Mitch wants to come.
Let's hope not. And then we're like, sure, we'll go. We had a tent on like Members Row, Members Hill along the rail. And it was sponsored by WeWorka, Eric WeWorka. We love him. WeWorka Construction Management, Manassas love Asphalt, you. Katie and
love
Tony
them.
Finley.
It's called Manasphalt.
Manassas. I thought about that as I was writing it. And then Kathy Hamill, she, I think it's NVP Homes, and I meant to check that, and you can see where I stopped writing. But so you have like a builder, a paver, a landscaper,
yeah.
And they did this beautiful tent with like all this amazing food, and we all had hats,
pictures,
and
yeah.
It was wild.
My friend Mary Keegan was there.
Oh yeah, we were in the same tent. We took a picture and sent it to you.
She lives near Katie.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
they're neighbors.
Hi, Mary. I've
That's how that happened.
For like over two decades.
Yeah. Right, we were talking, and I think like we were talking, and I mentioned the Charles, and she goes, "Wait a minute, is that a church?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "She goes, do you know Nikki?" And I was like, "Do I know
do
Nikki?
Do I know Nikki France?
Do I know Nikki?" But it was really wild.
Yeah.
The very first race. Second lap, which we were like, I don't know race terms. We were like around the bend from the finish line.
Too rich for me.
And there was a wreck. a horse fell, tossed a rider, another horse fell, tossed a rider, and the horses continued on. But like, I mean, it jarred me. It scared me to death.
Kept going.
The jockey got up. Yeah, the horses ran off, but the jockeys were like, you know, the one was like crouched down so he didn't get trampled by the other horses that were coming. Oh my gosh, it delayed it for, I don't know, an hour or something because they were trying to fix the course. And I don't know what's going to happen with that because it was closed back. Katie reminded me that it was closed back in the fall because they deemed the course too unsafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then here they are, the first race, you know, and they have this horrible accident. It was very, very, very alarming. It's very scary. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to be on the horse.
Yeah. Were there a lot of people there?
There were a ton of people there, but it wasn't like overly crowded. I don't know. It was just perfect. The weather was perfect. Mitch and I scooted out. I mean, I stayed for like 4 or 5 hours.
Which is insane.
That is incredible. I never have a good time.
No, she doesn't. Like, my friends will like plan a party or something and they'll be like, oh my God, let's ask Simone, or like, we'll plan an outing. I'm like, she will come by like that little butterfly on the bush.
I'm good for about 20 minutes and then I start to spoil. Not even that, 10 minutes maybe.
And then she'll go to the next place and she'll probably come back.
Yeah.
But like, it's just not like a go.
I'm not a hanger outer.
Yeah.
But man, I had a great time. That's what I said. I never have a good time. And I had a great time.
That's awesome.
So thank you, Katie, Tony,
I love them.
Kathy, Eric. It was a good time. I can't wait till next year.
I love it. I know. I'm like,
please somebody cancel so we can take their spot.
I can't even imagine. I don't even know. What would it cost to even get one of those tens? I don't know.
I don't know. Millions of dollars. Let's go with 10 million.
I don't know anything about money.
I know that the food was amazing.
Yeah.
Our spot, amazing. We are right there, you know, right. I don't know who coordinated the wreck to happen in front of us,
how long until your boat race, fish race?
White Marlin Open?
White Marlin Open.
It's in August.
Oh, okay.
It's in the beginning of August, and we literally are coming home and then going straight to Mississippi, I think. Katie texted me.
What'd she say?
She said,
girl,
it's totally Tony's fault. We're getting a chandelier next year. Oh yeah, we want to do a chandelier. We want to make it like do it up in the tent. So it's apparently Tony's fault that we got a late invite.
She said, cute.
I'm always on the A-list. Thank
She's
you, Katie.
She's always so cute. She always looks...
Oh my God, she was perfection.
I know!
With her hat and her makeup and her dress.
And she's just so like slender and her hair's done. And like, even when I see her like...
And Tony's looking pretty cute with his new hair.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, Nikki France did it.
They are both so cute. But she just, even in, when I see her and she's like got a ponytail and like just threw a hoodie on, I'm like, I don't look like that. My best
we looked
day.
Homeless and actually sickly this morning when we saw each other.
Mm-hmm. And I saw Jamie Rice.
We looked
at
like
the Home
we
Depot
had terminal illnesses.
Buying paint. And I'm surprised people recognize me. I mean, I guess that's because like of the decorations I have on myself, but like, horrified. Anyway, the people at Home Depot and the Sherwin-Williams know me very well now because I'm painting all the rooms in our house. Mm-hmm. And all I do is go up there and stare at the samples like.
Yeah.
And then buy all these samples. They're all wrong. And then, you know, go home and cry about it.
They know you.
But I made our laundry room leopard print.
It's so good. Mine would just look like a bunch of like beans and I don't know, poop. Yours actually looks like legit leopard print. I'm very impressed.
Thank
very
you.
Impressed.
I love it.
You got any shout outs?
I don't know. It's
any
too
SOs?
Hot. I think I've gone through all of my notes. There's that thing about a dog.
Oh, yeah. Talk about this.
I don't really know much about it, but there's a dog. Somebody in town is trying to rehome Mabel, who is a darling beagle. Beagles are bad. They're mischievous. Female, about 3 years old and 25 pounds, spayed and chipped, no health problems, loves kids and dogs, nervous with new adults, but warms up quickly, crate trained and housebroken. Check, 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 check. Likes walks, snuggles, and riding in the car. Why does Mabel need a new home? After 6 months at our house, Mabel is still terrified of one member of our family for no apparent reason. And they've tried everything. Professional help, and it's just making it stressful for everybody. So they'd love to find her a new home.
Yeah, we'll post that.
We'll post it on our Facebook page. Meet Maple. What a sweet face.
That's how we got our third doggy, Prim, is one of my best friends in the world, Chrissy Uribe.
Well, she's down in, where is she now?
She's in Marshall.
No, but I mean, she's on vacation, isn't she? Who was on vacation?
Chrissy and AJ.
And AJ.
Chrissy and AJ.
Okay.
Gay. But no, Chrissy is like, my Chrissy had a baby. And her very first French bulldog, who will be 9 this year, her name is Prim. When Chrissy had her baby a year and a half ago, Prim said, I don't want to live with the baby.
No, thank you.
All the other dogs were fine. But Prim says, I want to live in a child-free home. And I was like, God, I understand that.
Yeah.
And so after a lot of talking, a lot of tears, Prim came to live with us. And, you know, she adjusted great. So, I mean, it can happen because, you know, dogs, they live in the moment.
Yeah, but they don't understand. She said,
no baby. I do not want to live with a baby. Joseph Ortiz, Simone, you need Mabel. Listen.
Shut your mouth, Joseph.
She's at capacity. Like, yeah. She and so am I. But there's somebody out there that needs this beagle.
Joe has a new drone photography business. Joe. It's very exciting. He took some shots of Old Town. Awesome. Looked really cool.
If I see it outside my house, I'll
shoot it.
Give it a little one of these. also, cool news, Jack Saylor's broke my heart.
I just texted him to let him know that we are going on air.
I love you.
We love Jack.
I love you, Jack Saylor's. So 4 days ago, he posts, this is a man that I've not met. I know him through you. He lives in Florida.
That's so weird.
He lives in Florida now.
Well, no, he goes down to Florida. He has a condo in a community that literally you would drive through my grandparents' community to get to his. Oh, and wow. Kathy and I put that together many years ago. Oh. And so we would go down and visit take all the grandkids down to visit with their great grandparents.
Wow.
And we did that a couple of years, and then we'd like squeeze in a Disney trip and stuff like that. So it was really neat. And then my grandparents passed and we sold the condo. But Jack still goes down to Fort Myers.
Where's his other place? Like here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he broke my heart. This is why. It's been 5 years since Helen passed. There has never been a moment that she has not been missed. She brought so much joy to my life. They say that you should marry your best friend, and I did. Thanks to my family and friends that have been there for me and remembered her as I have. June 15th would be our 74th year. I was so lucky to have her for almost 69 years. R.I.P. Rest in peace, my dear. Helen Ritter Saylor's. I'm a newlywed.
Could you imagine?
And like, so he has choked me. Like, this choked me. And like, I don't even know that.
I know.
But, you know, I love Kathy.
But it's like, so sweet.
Choked my ass. Yeah. And it's just like, I'm just like, he's like that. Marry his best friend. Because I married mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we just drive each other to.
I know. Yeah.
But I mean, like, I just can't believe how lucky they were to have each other for that long. And now they made me miss her like that.
It was sweet. It was sweet.
It's so sweet. Courtney's mom passed away 5 years ago. In 3 days from now. So all around like the same time. And I unfortunately never got to meet her, but like there's this wonderful woman, like that's like a ghost, you know, not a ghost, the wrong word, but like, you know, maybe
presence.
She wants us. I don't know.
Presence.
That kind of looms around and like everything and is like always there. And so like when I read this, I'm just like, I also have another loss to report. And, I don't know if anybody watching this is going to know what I'm talking about, but I know Molly for sure because we talked the other day. But when I started my career at PR Partners in Manassas, I'm going to cry. I worked for many years with a woman named Charlotte Turner. And then if you know, it was like Brenda, Charlotte, Becky, me, Megan, Beth eventually, but we all came from the Manassas salon and then we moved over to the Bristow salon. But Charlotte is like a hairdresser. Like she has that personality. Like you could hear her laughter from across the room. By the way, she's alive, but like you could, but her stories, like you could hear her stories about her trips and everything from across the room. Just like the best personality. I love her so much. Her husband is Ken, and he was the kind of guy that was like the Courtney to the Nikki. Like he would kind of like sit back and he would interject, but like he just kind of let Charlotte be Charlotte. And They got a dog that was born on my birthday in like 2004 or five, something like that. This Chihuahua named Mitzi.
I love that name.
And she's like a tricolor, like Chihuahua. She's beautiful. She was black with like different markings. Anyway, this is Charlotte's little puppy, blah, blah, blah. That's Ken's dog. Like that dog that he was like, yeah, we're going to get a dog, like sat on him, as I understand it, every night. He built her a tiny bed.
Aww.
Like built her a tiny bed. And this dog is like, I mean, whenever he would make posts or they would make posts or whatever, it was like, you know, oh, it's Mitzi's birthday. Like this man loved this dog. And Mitzi passed away in the last couple of years. And like, I'll tell you what, they live in Culpeper. I felt that in like in Manassas, because this man loved this freaking dog so much. And Ken passed away on, I believe it was Saturday morning. It might have been Friday. I think it was Saturday. And it just left this huge hole, because like that was a Jack and Helen like love too. And like, and they truly were just like a great match. Charlotte went through cancer, which is why she retired from us, unfortunately, like 10 to 12 years ago. And, but we lost Ken. Ken is and was, or was and is, a treasure. Absolutely. There's no other way to describe him. Like he is just a fantastic guy. Just went along with what she wanted to do. Loved that freaking Chihuahua.
He's with her now.
And I said to Charlotte, when I asked permission to talk about the fact that we lost Ken, I was like, you know, is this okay? She's like, yes, please. That's just fine. I'm like, I can't. I have a lot, like a lump knot right here. So big right now, because thinking about Ken getting to heaven
and seeing Mitzi
and seeing his baby girl, like, just chokes me.
I'm asking for pictures of my baby, and I'm just down the street.
We're down the street. Like, I can't even, that's the only, you know, I just, everybody say a little prayer for our friend Charlotte, because we just loved her and we love Ken so much. And thank you for letting
us hug your pets.
I will. And give your doggies
a hug. Who cares about your kids? Hug your pets.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't think I have anything else. Did we ever get a Salisbury? Got a people. Oh, look, Danny. He's the crab guy.
Crab guy.
Danny. Oh, holy crap. I call him because I like to get my crabs live. I'd like to torture them.
Oh my God, you said that. It's so gross.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want a stinky crab. I'm not wasting my time to get to one of those stinky crabs. So I like to get them fresh and live and cook them in my own kitchen. And I'll travel all over to meet up with Danny. But he said, I think we got enough people to regularly start being at the Manassas Farmers Market. I'll dip your ass in butter and shove it right in my mouth. we got enough people to regularly start being at the Manassas Farmers Market every week. Yay!
Are you looking at Courtney's comment?
After half an hour, finally had a comment. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe. And other babe.
Hey, boo!
I'm other babe.
Oh, my gosh. Courtney, we probably lost Mitch already.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome, Danny. I don't know. You can find Danny. We'll post Danny's link, because... Yeah. I just have him in my phone, Danny, with a bunch of crab emojis.
Yes. Post it in the chat.
Huh?
Tell Danny to post him in the chat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Post it in the chat, Danny. Oh, wow. Maybe. We have
a lot of events coming
up. We have a lot of events. On June 13, there's Bliss and Siamese Dreamers, and that's like a Nirvana-ish Smashing Pumpkins
cover band?
And First Try.
I'll
that sounds fun.
That. Yeah.
I know what that is. June 20th, ooh, it's Spread Eagle. What the hell is that? Spread Eagle.
Sir?
They are a band out of New York. Uh-huh. They've been on the Stand Up and Shout podcast. I believe they were just at M2 or M3 Festival. Great guys. They've been here before.
I love the name.
There's a ton of comedy nights.
We'll post all of this.
Yeah.
There. Did I say Little Mania Wrestling?
Where?
June 12th.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. Little Mania Wrestling, June 12th. So the first one, so May 23rd, there's a comedy night. May 24th is Ibanez Guitar featuring Neely Brody. I don't know what that is. May 30th, Friday Night Metal. Hey, Daniel.
May 31st is
TCB 45. So that's the kickboxing, right? That's the Muay Thai. Muay Thai.
TCB?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kickboxing.
The kickboxing.
There's also Champions League boxing coming up as well. I don't know if
there's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening.
And then June 28, Cagezilla.
Chuck.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's so much going on. And where can we find a list of all of those things on?
Getwild.com and also the Salisbury Center.
Facebook page.
And all of our social media, the Salisbury page, on Facebook, on the interweb.
Ooh, Yvonne wants to know the crab guy.
Mitchell says,
I'll
I'm
text
here.
You his number, girl.
Logan's Crab and Caesar. Mitchell says, I'm here. I'm still watching. Wrap it up. Sitting here with this damn 4-pound dog. He's a good husband.
Woosie, mommy misses you, Woosie. All right, so I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of everything today.
I think. Yeah.
Again, opinions not reflected by JJDG Entertainment, Get Wild Network, or the Salisbury Center. Just
these two broads.
I wonder if anyone's going to kick us anywhere. Sir?
I mean.
Oh, is that my cue?
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while, ladies.
You're like, Tracy's car's broken down.
Yeah, Tracy's car's
broken.
We're
sharing a car. You got to go.
We got to go. Time for you guys
to
leave.
Does anybody know what's going on here?
It is time to go. So.
Okay. Oh. Good. It's hot.
We're
you
rusty.
Guys are kicked out.
Okay.
But we'll be back in a few weeks. Love you guys. Bye. This is Daniel.